unbelievable meaning to have what he has. But a guy like me doesn't trust whatever I'm says, accuse that, because I'm always the best. You never can be always the best. I always tell people, if you criticize me sometimes, I'll believe you other times. But if every time I'm the best, that means you're not really being honest with me. As I said, my wife used to criticize me, so I don't mean it in a bad way, but she used to say, but now she always tells me, oh, it's great, it was wonderful. So if it was great and wonderful, then again, you know, she joins the list of people that I, you know. Again, I don't mean it in a bad way. Chas v'shalom.
It is recorded?
Yes, it's recorded. You call Rabbi Yosef first in Chicago, he'll send it to you. Jesse first. He runs the Chicago Chesed Center. This is sponsored by Chicago Chesed Center. He'll send it to you. But you work, I don't know when you fit
first,
it into your schedule. Your
first son?
First son, yes. Okay. We're going to start again from Amar Mar, which is four lines. I think I started the recording. Amar Mar. Four lines in the bottom, Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Mar. Nice and get lazoo, but get lazoo. A guy made mimer, right? A guy, what was the case? Shtei Yavamas Shinafu Lefnei Yavam Echad. Two Yavamas that fell in front of one Yavam. And he went and he gave a get to both. That's what he did. Let him give chalitza to the first one, and he's going to be also in her relatives anyway, because he gave her a get. So he might as well give her the chalitza. Since the second get doesn't count, according to Gamliel. Since the second get doesn't count, so he's mutter in the relatives of the second one, because the get was meaningless, and by giving chalitza to the first one, he avoids any kind of connection to the second one, so he's mutter in the relatives of the second one. So if Rachel and Leah fell Yibum or Chalitza, and he gave a get to Rachel, and then he gave a get to Leah, which according to Gamliel was zero, so now give Chalitza to Rachel, and Leah's mother or sister or daughter is mutter. Frek the Gemara, Leima to have a chuf to the Shmuel. L'chayra, this is a kasha Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, Chalitza Balas Haget, L'nifter et Tzara. Shmuel's opinion is that when you have someone with a stronger Zika and someone with a weaker Zika, you give the chalitza to the one with the stronger Zika. Because if you give it to the one with the weaker Zika, it doesn't pater the stronger Zika. That's what Shmuel said. Here, by giving a get to Rachel, you weakened her Zika rabbinically. And Leah's Zika is still very strong. So why, if you give a chalitza to Rachel, doesn't work for Leah? If you give chalitza to Leah, it'll work for Rachel. But if you give chalitza to Rachel, it won't work for Leah. So we're going to Gamliel. Why chalitza l'mishayna is saying not like Shmuel. It's saying you can give chalitza to the weaker Zika, and it'll take away the stronger Zika. Amalach Shmuel ki anu libadamadamayezika. I said that according to the Mandam, it holds yes, Zika is an entity to deal with. So there's stronger one and weaker one. Gamliel Saber ain't Zika. We know Rabbi Gamliel holds ain't Zika. And since Rabbi Gamliel holds ain't Zika, Zika is not a player. Meaning, death doesn't weaken Zika and strengthen Zika. It's a mitzvah to marry your brother's wife or give her chalitza. Weaker, stronger, there's no such thing. And therefore, they're equally eligible for chalitza. You might as well give chalitza to the one you gave the get to because you're also in her relatives anyway, and therefore you can save and be mutter in the relatives of the other one.
That's the one that's what
Leo
holds in get
after get. No. He holds in get after get because Chazal were at Mesach in the second get. Has nothing to do with Zika or not Zika.
Why not?
Because then why does the first get work if there's no Zika? If you're right, so why does the first get work? If get's dependent on Zika, so why, if he gives the get to Rachel, does it work?
I mean, you hold ain Zika, it can't mean completely
ain Zika,
right?
Ain Zika means there's no tinge of marital relations based on Zika. Zika, all it is a deraisa d'chiyav to either do yibum or chalitza, but you're not in any way maritally bound to this woman. No marital overtones, I don't know what word to use. No rabbinic marriage connection. And therefore there's no weaker and stronger, it doesn't exist. There's a mitzvah to marry a chalitza.
Because if you first hold Ein Zika, that means third party can go and take them?
No, because it's a mitzvah deraisa, then it's an issue you vav
b'lishon. No, what I'm saying is that all would be all the issue would be is preventing someone to do the mitzvah. That's all.
No, it's a deraisa. The Torah said you vav b'lishon. The Torah said leisi aishas hamesa chutzul izar. There's a law for her to marry somebody else. She's bound to him. There's a mitzvah called Yibum or Chalitza, and this woman is stuck till that is done. But she's not married to the brother at all. There's a mitzvah that says the brother has to take care of her. But there's no marriage relationship at all. Even rabbinic. It's not a relationship. It is an obligation of a mitzvah that locks her in till that mitzvah is done. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, let me have a chuf to the Shmuel. Damer Shmuel chalutz lebalas haget. Naflu lefanav shtei yavamas. Two yavamas fell in front of him. Benasin get lachas mehem, and he gave a get to one of them. V'yakka chalutz lo, and then he gave her chalitza. L'nifter tzerasa. Mishim deklisha zikasa. Her zika has been weakened. V'lo yalima chalitza lafku a zika limta de tzerasa. Her chalitza cannot remove the strong zika of her tzara. Second one, Zika, is untouched. The Kasha Lishmu. Period. Zoktrash. From the Rabbanan, you can't ask on Shmuel. Even though the Rabbanan said when you give a get to both, you do Chalitza to one. Alma Chalitza's Balas get, Peteris Sarasa. Right? You gave a get to Rachel and to Leah. You only have to give the chalitza to one, so you see that it works the pot to the other. Like kashalishmu, the hachainu time to the vayuzikas the klisha. That's because they're both equal. Shmuel's halacha was that if one is stronger than the other, the weaker doesn't pot to the stronger. He never said that if you have two weak zikas, one can't pot to the other. He didn't say you have to have a strong chalitza. He said a weak chalitza will not pater a strong zika. But if it's both weak zikas because he gave both a get, one will pater the other. Key word here, right? The Amir Rabbanu Yesh get ha get. That's very key. This is very important because it's going to be again next week to Gemara. Shmuel can live with the Rabbanu. Shmuel never said what Rav said. We had Rav earlier who said that a chalitza psula doesn't work even if both are weak. We will see that momentarily. So if you learn that way, then the Rabbanan are a problem. But if you learn like Shmuel, Shmuel didn't hold that way. Shmuel said strong chalitzas can work and weak chalitzas can work. All Shmuel said is it can only work to the level that it is. If it's a weak chalitza, it can remove all weak bonds. If it's a strong chalitza, it can remove all strong bonds. If you have a weak chalitza, it can't remove a strong bond. So according to the Rabbanon, you gave a get to Rachel and a get to Leah. They're both weak bonds. You've weakened both of them. So now if you give chalitza to Rachel, you pater Rachel and Leah. Shmuel never said that if you have a chalitza psula, it won't work for the other one automatically. It's not true. Shmuel just said, if one is a stronger zika than the other, the weak won't take away the strong. If they're both weak, one can remove the other. So the Rabbanan are not a problem. But Rav Gamliel said that ain't get ha get. Ever since he said ain't get ha get, you weakened Rachel's zika, and you didn't touch Leah's, because her get was ineffective. So now you have a strong and a weak. So how can Rav Gamliel say give chalitza to Rachel? Zuk Trashi Vaiter, yes zika. Alima zikasa, but the puka zika shlema el bchalitza maliyasa. Gamliel sover ain zika. Gamliel holds ain zika. Where do we see that? Kedamer beperik beishama imina mina. Okay, the case over there was we mentioned it once before. Reuven married a woman, and Shimon married this woman's sister who was a tana. A rabbinic marriage, meaning not the father married her off. She married herself off, her mother married her off, her brother married her off. She's a ketana. So Shimon is married rabbinically to Reuven's wife's sister. Reuven dies without children. Reuven's wife falls liyibum. However, her sister is married to Shimon rabbinically. So Rambam the Amidah says, Shimon can't stay married to his wife. There's zika to Reuven's wife, bans Shimon's wife. It's only a rabbinic marriage, and there's zika to Reuven's wife. And therefore, Shimon has to get rid of his own wife and give Chalitza to Reuven's wife. Rabbi Gamliel says, not true. Shimon can stay married to Reuven, to his wife. And if she wants to do Miyun, she can. If she doesn't want to do Miyun, she doesn't have to. And when she becomes an adult, Reuven's wife will go out because it's his wife's sister. Zika? Hey, Zika! Zika does nothing. There's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah to marry her, but you don't have to do it. If you're married to the woman, wait till she becomes a gdaila. He holds mutter levato mitzvah zibum. You're allowed to be mevato the mitzvah. And therefore, wait till she becomes a gdaila, and then tell Reuven's wife, have a wonderful life. To my wife's sister, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Now, people argue Reb Gamliel, but Reb Gamliel clearly holds ein zika. And be an Amina. Therefore, there's no such thing as a weaker Zika and a stronger Zika. So one Chalitza can remove them both. Zakti Kamar. Midur Gamliel Savar Ein Zika. And since we just said that Gamliel holds Ein Zika, we assume Rabbanan Savri Ein Zika. Now, that is not an automatic thing, but that's our assumption. We think that if they're arguing about Get Get, Mistama, they're arguing about Zika as well. Now, there is no proof that Rabbanon hold yet Zika. But it's an assumption. Reb Gamliel hold a Zika. The Rabbanon have no reason to hold a Zika that we know of. So we assume they hold yet Zika. Okay, so now let's listen to what happens according to the Rabbanon. Reuven gave a get to Rachel and a get to Leah. He does chalitza to one of them. Then the Mishnah said, if you have two Yevamim and you want one Yevama, Reuven died, I'm sorry, Shimon did that. Reuven died, left over Rachel and Leah. Shimon gave a get, which is left over Rachel, only Rachel. Shimon gave her a get, and Levi gave her a get. Who should give chalitza? Rav said, the only chalitza that patters is if you can do yibum. If you can't do yibum, then both brothers have to give chalitza. We had Rav earlier, when there were three brothers married to three sisters, and the three brothers died, and then there were other brothers left. One gives chalitza to the one gives chalitza to the one, and two have to give chalitza to the third one. Because once they gave chalitza to the one, it's the sister of their chalitza, and they can't do yibum, so therefore they each have to give them chalitza. Rav said that in order for chalitza to work, there has to be a possibility of yibum. Now, over here, you have two yibamim, one yibama, Shimon gave her get, Levi gave her a get. Neither can do yibum now. Yet, the Rabbanan say, one person gives her chalitza. Rav said, in that case, we would need two people to give her chalitza. So, if the Rabbanan hold yet Zika, we got a problem. So, to Gemara, Uktani Sefer, V'chein ha'ta'ayma b'shnei yivamim b'yivama achas. That if you have two yivamim and one yivama, they both gave her a get, the Rabbanan say, one gives her chalitza. He didn't say like Shmuel. Shmuel said when one is weak and one is strong. Rav said even when both are weak, both have to do chalitza. And here it's saying clearly both are weak and one chalitza works. You made an assumption that the Rabbanon hold Ein Zika. Who told you that? Both Reb Gamliel and the Rabbanon hold Ein Zika. They're not arguing about Zika. Your assumption was, if Gamliel holds Ein Zika, the Rabbanon holds Yes Zika. Delete. Not true. This Rabbanon holds Ein Zika also. Einokinam, if you hold Yes Zika, then Baruch Moshe was right that he's been asking for the last 2 weeks. Both would have to do Chalitza. If you hold Yes Zika, Rav said, we can't patter. Rabbanon holds Ein Zika. And therefore, Zeke is not a player. And therefore, one can pot to the other. The machloikas is the second get a get, is the second mimer a mimer. Nothing to do with Zika. There is no machloikas about Zika in our Mishnah. Both tanoim hold, ain't Zika. But ain't no chinam if you held yet Zika, then both would need to do chalitza.
The Gemara Chabad is talking about two women.
Two things it's talking about over there. There's Rav's halacha and there's Shmuel's halacha. Now, happens to be Rav would hold in Shmuel's case. You also have to do two. But Rav said it directly when there's three women, three sisters, one did chalitza to one, and one did chalitza to the second. Both have to do chalitza to the third.
Right,
that's what Rav talked about.
The way we set it up then is talking about the Nafla, the Nafla of Atlanta.
Right.
That's why the economics would have been Dach and Zed, and that would not be Allah.
Sorry? Where do you see that? Here, again. No, he's asking. No. There, the Gemara is saying if it's Nafu B'Basakas, all three would need Chalitza from both. Because he had Zika. It's a different story. If you hold Yazika, this has nothing to do with our Gemara. That Gemara is talking about three sisters fell at the same time. You can't do Yibim to anyone because of Yazika. So why does it say only if one gave Chalitza to one and one gave Chalitza to the other, they both need Chalitza to the third? They all need Chalitza from both because Yazika. Right? So the Gemara answers, not for B'Zachazah. The B'Zachazah, all three would have need Chalitza from both. Nothing to do with our Gemara. Here was Nafl Bezet at the same time.
But
right.
There's only one Yavama. Only one Yavama here.
In this case, it's one Yavama. Okay. You could have asked the Kasha by two Yavamas, but it's more direct by one Yavama, but that's what Rob was talking about. Rashi. It comes to ask, we now think, just like they argue by Getach and Get, you have no reason to assume that, but we assume that. Both gave a Get, the weak Chalitza suffices. Limit have a chupta, then I'm a chalitza psula. Hey, this is chalitza psula. Shachra gedba. Okay, Gersin. Bain lurab gamil, bain lurab on an ainzika. The hachav, I know the army, I leave it to my mother Yazika. And Rav said it according to the mother Yazika.
Does she require chalitza from just one of them because
ainzika? Ainzika. Why would you need, why is chalitza weak, doesn't take off a strong? Because of zika.
And if there would be, if you told Yezika, then you wouldn't need chalitza from both?
Exactly. That's what the Gemara is saying. And that answers your question that you've been bothering you for weeks. What do you do with the Sugyan Chavav? The answer is, you're right. If you hold Yezika, you would need chalitza multiple times. You're right. And the truth is, the Gemara could have asked the Kasha from the two ladies. But Rava talked about two men, so therefore we brought the case of two men. It's a more direct question. Amr Mar. Also, Maimer Bezum, Maimer Bezum. Vimliya Leimer Nice and Getler, Rishayna Vachayelitzla. Listen to the case. He did a Maimer to Rachel, and he did a Maimer to Leah. The Gamliel says, give a get to Rachel. According to Gamliel, second Maimer is worthless. We don't have to deal with Leah's Maimer. A Maimer, Acher Maimer. He gave a Maimer to Rachel. So now you did a Maimer to Leah. Forget about Leah's Maimer. Give a get to Rachel, b'chayelitzla, and give her chalitza. V'asa b'kray v'sa, and you can't marry her relatives. U'muta b'kray v'shniya, but you can marry Leah's relatives. Now, I'm sorry?
He did Mimer to Rachel.
Did Mimer to Rachel and Mimer to Leah. According to Gamliel, the Mimer to Leah was worthless. Hey, Mimer, I'm a Mimer. So forget about Leah's Mimer. So I have Mimer to Rachel. So give her a get and give her chalitza. Correct, the Gemara Michdi. Sover, I'm going to be a Mimer, I'm a Mimer. Gamliel holds Leah's Maimer is worthless. B'shayinanami tisyabim. Why can't he do Yibam to Rachel? He did Maimer to Rachel and Maimer to Leah. Leah's Maimer is worthless. So go do Yibam to Rachel. Why do you have to give her a get and chalitza? Do Yibam. You only did Maimer to Rachel. The Maimer to Leah didn't count. So why can't you marry Rachel? If you hold Yash Maimer, Acha Maimer, you're bound to both. You can't marry one. But you hold A Maimer, Acha Maimer. That means Leah's Maimer is non-existent. You did Maimer to Rachel, marry her. Why does it say you have to divorce her rabbinically and then do Chalitza? Why?
Because
Nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing. Isn't Eimayim means it's nothing? What does Eimayim mean?
So the way we explain according to Rava, right? Because it was
Heathen Safdalay, it was. Again, but the bottom line is, Chazal only made room for one Maimer.
Even the first one's nothing, right? That means even a
That's not true. The way we explained it was, rabbinically, Maimer is Kaini B'mitzvah. That's what Rav explained.
Okay, so he did something to the first one.
The second one got nothing. So why can't he be Miyavim the first one?
Maybe he can.
It said, nice and get the chaylet's law. It doesn't give the option of Yibum.
You know,
Gamliel Leimer, nice and get the Rishina, the chaylet's law, the Asib Krivisel, Mutib Krivishnea. Migdi, Savarim Gamliel, a Maimer Acher Maimer, Rishina Namitis Yabin. Zog the Gemara, Xerid the Masi Yibum Milishnea. We're afraid if we let you do Yibum to the first one, you'll do Yibum to the second one. Because even though a Maimer Acher Maimer, but Lamaitz, you did Maimer to Leah. So you'll say, oh, I can do Yibum, I'll do Yibum to the other one. So therefore they said, once you did Maimer and another Maimer, even though it was meaningless, we're not going to allow Yibum anymore to the first one. So Zayra Drabonim. Rashi. Oh, Rashi.
If you hold Yibum,
you'll dash Maimer Acher Maimer, then you can't do Yibum to any of them. You're bound to both.
And what would be the difference between Rav Gamliel and Rabban then? I mean, besides that you have to get to the second.
Yeah, one. And your Rav and her relatives. Don't think about it. I'm a Rav Yechanan. Okay. I'm going to read a line, and then I'll explain it, and hope for the best. I'm a Rav Gamliel, Rav Yechanan. Rav Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rav Shimon, Ben Azai, Rav Nechemya. Five Tanoim. Kulu Sfir Luhu Maimer Kaina Kinyan Gamer. They each hold the Maimer is a complete thing. Now, levels of complete. According to Beis Shammai, it'll be a Deraisa. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbinic. I mean, everybody will hold differently, but they agree, they each argue with their respective Bali Machloikas about whether Maimer takes care of something completely or only partially. Again, it's not going to be that they all agree to the same thing. They don't. They each have their own look at Maimer. But in comparison to their Balei Machloikas, they each are giving Maimer a more complete thing than their Balei Machloikas are. Let's take Reuben Gamliel. He says, "A Maimer Acher Maimer." Chazal only empowered one Maimer. So whatever Maimer can do, it's done. Completely. Now, that doesn't mean she's completely acquired. She's not. But the power of Maimer is complete. One Maimer does whatever Maimer can do. Rabbanan say, not true. You can have a Maimer to one, and you can have a Maimer to the other. So in comparison to the Baal Machloikas, Rabbi Gamliel is saying, Maimer is all. All of what Maimer can do. It's not all. Period. She's not married to the guy biblically. She's not even married to him rabbinically completely, right? There's still room for get. But whatever Maimer can accomplish, it accomplishes its entirety. As compared to the Rabbanon who say, there's room for more than one Maimer. That means Maimer did not accomplish its entirety. Again, we're using each set of machloikas that one Tana is giving Maimer in entirety as opposed to the other one that's not. Now, the entirety of one is not the entirety of the other. There are different levels of entirety. So therefore, all they're doing is agreeing to the approach. Maimer is entire, entirely. Rav Gamliel holds whatever power the Rabbanan invested in Maimer is done by one Maimer, and there's no room for anything else. That means Maimer has accomplished whatever it can in its entirety by the first Maimer. Whereas Rabbanan don't agree to that. Okay, Rav Gamliel, where is it? Rav Gamliel, Hadamara. Rashi, Kinyan Gomer. Notice the way Rashi says, my Gomer, not complete mamish, oh, Kinyan Choshev. It's Choshev, meaning there's no room for more. That's Rav Gamliel. Beit Shammai. Now, Beis Shammai holds Maimer is biblical. They say if you do Maimer, at least according to one explanation of Beis Shammai, she's married to you. The Nan, we learned. Three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and one is single. One of the sisters died. And the Mufna did a Maimer. Right? So let's talk. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They married. Reuven and Shimon married sisters. Reuven died. Levi did Maimer. Shimon died. The halacha is, he can keep the one he did Maimer. And Shimon's wife is free to go. Why? Because Maimer accomplished in its entirety. Now, it happens to me, Beis Shammai gave Maimer a lot more power. They even hold it to the right side. But all we're proving is they're also doing... Rabbi don't argue. They say Maimer doesn't do that. Rashi. Ishta im hadamaran, e Maimer ha Maimer ha chashiv kama lemitni kol kayach Maimer. According to Gamliel, the first one acquires all the power of Maimer. Ishta imay the kanye be Maimer. B'chinaf wa chayis alay ram ya kamei. She doesn't fault him. That chayis ishi. We say Maimer did it all. She doesn't even need chalitza. Halazu, what does halazu mean? Kimayaretz halazu. Haneshama, which I think the word means. This land is destroyed. It means this one. So that's the second one. Again, it's not that Gamliel agrees to Beis Shammai. He doesn't. All we see is Beis Shammai gave Maimer its entire power. Reb Gamliel gave Maimer an entire power on a totally different level.
Yeah, but according to Gamliel, you have to give a get and chalitza, right?
Correct, because it was only rabbinic.
All it is entirety compared to the next...
Correct. I've been trying to compare to the next Mandi Amar, to the arguer, the one that argues.
No.
Take a look at Taisus, top Taisus, Kulu Svirlu. Ain't it Tanoim Kulim Shavin, the Beshama Kainim the Raisa. Lukulu Tanoim Lakanim the Rabbanan. Urban Gamil, like Kani Alabahad, like Maimer Basre. And according to Gamil, all it accomplishes is that no Maimer works afterwards.
Right.
That means it did its entirety.
But it's not entirety of the Chalos of that first Yavama. The first Yavama still needs both.
Correct, because it's only rabbinic. All Reb Gamliel meant is whatever Maimer can accomplish, it did. Finish. End of story.
One and done. You can't do another.
Exactly. Reb Shimon the Tanya. Here comes Reb Shimon's opinion. The Tanya. Amalam Reb Shimon l'chachamim. Okay. The case of Azair is talking about as follows. Reuben died and left over a wife. And he left over two brothers. 10 and 11 years old, respectfully. 9 and 10. It doesn't make a difference. It has to be 9. And then when Shimon, the brother who's 9, lived with the Yavama. Now we're going now. I'm not going to get involved in the Machlokes Rishonim. We're going to go now that it's not a biblical kinyan. A katan cannot be kaina Yavama. It's not so simple. There are Rishonim that say it's biblical, and that makes a problem. But we're going now that it's rabbinic. So when Shimon does Yibum to his sister-in-law, which he wasn't supposed to do. She was supposed to wait till he turns 13. And they went ahead and lived together. That's only rabbinic. It's like a mimer. All it does is it's like a mimer. The Rabbanon say, oh, Shimon is designated now to be the one who does Yibum to Rachel when he gets older. It wasn't a Yibum yet, but it has the power of a mimer. The Rabbanon gave the 9-year-old Bia the power of a mimer. Then Levi went ahead and lived with her. Okay? Now Levi went ahead and lived with her.
How old is
Levi? 10. One's 9, one's 10. Now, he did a mimer after the mimer. So the Rabbanan say over there, that they both can't do Yibum, and at the end of the day, both have to give a get when they get older, and one has to do Chalitza. Someone says, if mimer of Shimon worked, and Levi doesn't do anything. And he doesn't, and she can stay married to Manasseh. If Maimer worked, it worked for Shimon, and then Levi couldn't do anything. If Maimer didn't work, so then Shimon can do Yibum. Then Levi's Maimer was nothing also. So basically he says, there's no reason to ban her from Yibum because both live with her. Shimon can go marry her. If Shimon's Maimer worked, then Levi's Maimer was nothing. If Shimon's Maimer didn't work, then Levi's Maimer didn't work either. So then she can marry Shimon. That's what Reb Shimon says over there. That means he's giving the power of the first Maimer and excludes anything else, similar to Reb Gamliel, right? We don't allow the second Maimer to interfere with the first Maimer. It's Reb Shimon. It's the same Shita. It seems the same Shita.
Rather.
But he's not sure. Unlike Reb Gamliel, who said the first Maimer worked, Reb Shimon said, I'm not sure if the first Maimer works at all. Reb Gamliel gave the first Maimer that it worked. Reb Shimon says, I'm not sure if it works, but I know for sure that the second one can't work more than the first one. So that's the difference between Reb Shimon and Gamliel, is only whether you're sure that the first Maimer works.
Second one decides to marry her?
He can't, because the first one did a Maimer and it might have worked.
Rabbi.
Can I just finish this? Before we do the questions, can I just do this inside and then we get Amalu Reb Shimon Rabbana. Come. In Bias Rishon Bia, Bia Shein Ein Bia. If you view Shimon, 9-year-old, Bia, as a Bia to be a Mimer, so then Levi doesn't count and Shimon can do Yibum. In Bias Rishon Ein Bia, which you're saying Mimer doesn't mean anything, which means if Shimon doesn't even know if Mimer has any power at all, so then Bia Shein Ein Bia. But Bia's Ben Shein Teisha to Mimer Shavi Rabbana. This is like Mimer, become Reb Shimon Ein Bia. So you see clearly that whatever Mimer can accomplish, it can only accomplish once. The difference between Reb Shimon and Reb Gamliel, Taisha speaks, that is only whether you are willing to give for sure Mimer to the first one. But they're basically similar in the fact that there's only room for one. Mimer has accomplished whatever it's supposed to do in its entirety. Yes, Harvey?
I'm seeing in some art scroll footnotes something about the question I was going to ask. It was basically about how the Rabbanim got to the idea that Bia by a child who has no ability to enter a contract or do anything can constitute something like Mimer, which is presumably something, an institution or some sort of mechanism that requires an intent like that. How can a 9-year-old do that?
I hear your question. See, I approached it from a different angle. A 9-year-old is capable of having a relationship, meaning, let's say an Ashes Ish is Mazana with a 9-year-old boy. She's Chayav Misa. He's not Chayav Misa because he's a Katan. But the relationship with the 9-year-old is mature enough that we consider his relationship to be a valid relationship. I don't mean a valid. I'll use the word valid. A relationship that can have consequences. If an Ashes Ish were Mazana with a 9-year-old willingly, she becomes Asit to her husband. She's Mazana to an 8-year-old, she's not Asit to her husband. It's not called a relationship. Chazal consider a 9-year-old mature enough to have a physical relationship. Anything under 9 is not viewed by Chazal as a physical relationship. Not such a nice thing to do, but it doesn't answer a woman to her husband. So a 9-year-old living with a woman is considered physically a Maisa of Bia. It is what it is. Now, over here we have a problem because Yavama needs a Kenyan. But there was an act of living together. So Chazal weren't going to ignore that act. And therefore, they gave it a power of rabbinic acquisition, which is akin to Mimer. It's a rabbinic acquisition, because they were, the way I see it, how could you ignore a living together? A physical living together that's a valid living together. But at the same time, he can't acquire her. So in order to, like, give it some kind of halakhic status, they said, since he lived with her at 9, we will give it some rabbinic acquisition, which is similar to a Mimer. That's how I understood it. You're right. Biblically, he can't acquire.
My just thinking is, my thinking was that Mimer, the reason they instituted it was because it had indicia of Kedushin. It had kind of symptoms of it. And that required a mentality of, I want to acquire this woman. A 9-year-old, by their own definition, can't do that. He can't enter a contract. He can't do other things. Physically, yes, he can touch, But that's all we're talking about here. With the woman, it's different because we decided that physically she wasn't able to do certain things because of her stage then physically. But him here...
I see, you're 100% right, except I think they made it like a mimer for a different reason. They made it for a mimer not to ignore something that happened that, like, is consequential, so to speak.
I hear.
I mean...
I hear. I hear, but I
reason
just,
for
I just,
mimer,
I just
not because the... it's a Kenyan. It's just a way of saying, we got to react to this kind of an action.
Right.
That's how I understand.
So the different way of me saying it is I just thought it acquired a certain intent mentally that a 9-year-old would not otherwise be capable of in any other part of Shas. But okay.
Correct. Amalam Rav Shimon, L'kama b'perik ha'isha rabba. This is a Mishnah in the 10th perik. Ben teisha shanah yemecha rabbi yevemtai. A 9-year-old lives with his yevama. V'chazer bo'acha ben teisha shanah yemecha Allah. Then we say 9, it means anywhere between 9 and 13. So, one brother, 9, and the other brother, 9 or above, lived with her. Psulal yodai. The beer's bench teisha shanim kamay mishab yerabana. The rabbanon treat it like a rabbinic acquisition. So it's like two people with rabbinic acquisitions. And therefore, rabbinically, she's bound to the second one and the first one. According to the Rabbanim, both have accomplished rabbinic acquisitions, and therefore neither can acquire her biblically, and she has to get a get from both and chalitza from one. Shimon Imer Loi Pasla. I'm a learned Reb Shimon. In Bia's Rishon Bia, Kanya Lagamri. If it worked, it worked completely. Whatever it was supposed to accomplish, it accomplished. Bia Shaini Eda Bia. That Bia is Manshi Betchila in Acharel Klum. Because this is the first thing that happened, and there's no room for another one. Vein the Mukadashas Lushaini, Loi Pasla Larishon. Vein Mishum De Zinsa. She lived with the second one, the Kaimelon Biyasebiya. It's a 9-year-old, the Tambo Alakas Me'arai Shabbatai Remesel Sayodai. If he would do this with an Erva, that adult Erva would get killed. She would get killed. Avilahakilai Mitzra Abayla. It wouldn't answer it to this 9-year-old, right? Even though we gave him a rabbinic acquisition, and now the second one is not a rabbinic acquisition, it is a Znus. Why shouldn't we say, this woman is Mizana, she shouldn't be allowed to live with her first husband? Forget about the acquisition. Shimon acquired her rabbinically, and Levi did not acquire her rabbinically. Then she was Mizana with Levi, that should ban her to her husband, like any other woman that's Mizana.
At least rabbinically.
Zok Rashi, and this Rashi makes no sense. I'm going to say that, because Taisa says that. And Taisa says it's a mistake, it's impossible. Now, what should say is that she... What? Bia Shaini Ein Bia. Right. And Rashi asks, why isn't she offered to the first one for being Mizana with the second one? She was Mizana with Levi. Levi's acquisition is not an acquisition, but he did an act of nus. So, now, what Rashi should answer, and does answer in other places, is that Enochinami, what happened was, The lady was a shayig. She didn't realize that she's not allowed to live with Levi. She thought, I can live with either brother. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah nus that asks her to Shimon, who was her rabbinic husband. Again, Shimon did a bia, which Rabbanon empowered like a mimer, which makes her a rabbinic husband. Then she went and was mezana. She should be ushered to rabbinically to her rabbinic husband. But she did a b'shayig. She didn't realize that she's not allowed to. Any woman that's Mizana B'shayig does not become Asir to her husband. That's what Rashi says elsewhere, is what Rashi should have said here. Now, what Rashi says here, Taisa says, makes no sense.
Like an Anusa.
Exactly. Rashi says, B'bala B'shayig, Taisa says. Or, right. Now, what Rashi says here, Taisa says, makes no sense. The Kaimelon, Rashi says, a woman does not become prohibited by being Mizana to her husband only if she was warned not to go with that man, and then she went privately in a room with that man. So Rashi seems to be saying, which is impossible, that if you have two witnesses that testify that a woman was Mizana as an Eishes Ish, she doesn't become as with her husband. He never warned her not to be with that man. Taisa said, that's impossible. That halacha of warning and privacy is when there's no witnesses. But when there are witnesses that Tzar being Mezana, there's no halacha of warning her. So again, let me finish. Therefore, Taisa says this Rashi is a mistake. It's impossible that Rashi said that an Eishes Ish can be Mezana and not become Bar Sitra to her husband. Right? Rashi's question was, Shimon did Bia, which is like Mimer. That means he rabbinically acquired her. We said, according to Shimon, Levi can't acquire her rabbinically, because once Shimon acquired her rabbinically, she's acquired. But this lady was Mezana, so how can she be married to Shimon anymore? She was Mezana with another man. She was rabbinically married, and then was Mezana. Dr. Rashi, that doesn't ban her to Shimon. Now, what Rashi should have said, according to Tysus, is because the woman made a mistake. She did it by mistake. She didn't do it intentionally. And a woman that's Mezana by mistake is not asur to her husband. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says a woman who's Mezana without being warned to stay away from that man doesn't become asur to her husband. That's what Rashi says. Which is a halacha true when we don't see her being Mezana. When a woman was warned, don't go with that man, and then she's alone with that man in a room, she becomes asur to her husband, even though we don't know what happened in that room. But to say that a woman who we saw being Mezana, we know was Mezana, doesn't become asur because she wasn't warned, Taisa says there's no such thing. Therefore, Taisa says, the lashon of Taisa, shuta cipher, will I pierce you, Rashi me'aylam. This is a mistake. Rashi never said this. That's what Taisa said. If I said it, you would throw me out of here. Taisa says it. Taisa says this is a tarth cipher in Rashi. It's impossible that Rashi said such a thing. And therefore, Taisa says, don't learn this pshat. It can't be the pshat. You can't say that a woman doesn't become asur to her husband with znus if we know she was Mezana willingly. Now, we might not be able to punish her unless we warned her that. But she becomes asur to her husband. If we know a woman had a willing relationship with another man, she's asur to her husband. We have witnesses to testify. So therefore, Taisus deletes this Rashi. He deletes it. Rashi never said it. And what should say is that she's not asur to her husband because the woman made a mistake. She thought she could live with Levi as well. And therefore, she doesn't become asur to her husband, Shimon. Rabbinic husband, Shimon. Yes?
Well, what's the difference between the case of Adam that saw her in a case of Saita
is a man is suspicious of his wife. So he goes to her and says, dear, don't hang around John. If you hang around John, I'm warning you, stay away from John. Two Adam come in and they say, this woman was alone with John in a room. We have no idea what happened in that room. We know the husband warned her to stay away from John, and two Adam are telling us that she was alone with John in a room. She becomes asur to her husband until she drinks Saitapop.
And the other case was the Adam
saw the actual relationship. No warning was given. They saw an Eishes Ish being Mezana with another man.
So Saita is not a case where that they actually saw, they just saw the woman in the room.
Correct. And that's when you need kinoi, warning, and stira, private room. But when you see the actual act, there's no need for kinoi and stira.
That was so good.
That's right. Well, we call it right also. It means a woman that was Mezana.
Drink.
There's nothing to drink, right? Saita means a woman that was Mezana, that's all. There's women that were Mezana that we know. There's a Saita Vada and a Saita Suffolk. The one that drinks is a Saita Suffolk. And the reason I call it Saita Pop is because if she drinks and she was Mezana, her stomach pops. So therefore I call it Saita Pop.
That's
my own Kiddush, yes. I think you should write it in your safer that you should to me this Kiddush.
No, but it's a trade market. Other Rebbeim use it.
Maybe my
question? Yes.
So this 9-year-old who did bia, the rabbanon, they act as if he did a mimer, right? Does that mean that he has to give a get if he wants to when he's 13?
Mimer. Again, Harvey was right because mimer is based on having intelligence to make a kinyan. This kid does not have that, but they gave it the same strength as if he did a mimer, meaning they made it a rabbinic marriage.
So in other words, he can give a get when he's 13.
But he has to give a get when he's 13. According to the Rabbanon, that both did it, both would have to give a get when they turn 13. According to Shimon, we would let Shimon do Yibum.
It's not that they act as if it's a mimer. It becomes a mimer. A true mimer.
Yeah, I don't know what you're gaining by saying that. It doesn't make a difference. It means rabbinically it has the strength of a mimer. What you want to do with the wording, I'll leave it up to you. To me, it's the same, what you said and I said.
Okay, I hear a difference, but that's all right. So when a kid takes a lulav and an esrog, a 9-year-old takes a lulav and an esrog, you have to be careful that he's not kona it. Is that true?
He can be kona it, but he can't give it back to you.
Is he kona it midrabbanan or midaraisa?
It's a machlokes rishayim, but even if he's kona it midaraisa, it's only because somebody is giving it to him who has das.
Okay.
If an adult gives him a lulav and an esrog, according to many Rishayim, he can be acquired midaraisa because the one who's giving it has intelligence.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry?
Rashi is not Dr. Singh in this case. That you can answer a woman is when she has a real baal that can do a kinas. This is not a baal. This is a baala.
That's not what he said.
But that's
what
he's pointing in, not on the...
Again, I'm just quoting Tysus, who says, it's a Taz cipher of Lepirsha Rashi Mi'aylam. K'maymer Shavya Rabbanah, the next Rashi, Lachi Tanya Beper Ka'isha, Asu Bias Menteisha, K'maymer Begadl, they made it like a mimer. Right? We see Reb Shimon agrees to the concept. That's why we brought him in here to show you that he has the ability to acquire whatever mimer can do. Okay.
Does she get any punishment for that second thing at all?
She's a shaygik, a rabbinic shaygik. You know, there's a nesivus, a famous nesivus. Not everybody agrees to this nesivus, who says that if you do a drabonim b'shaygig, you don't need to do tshuva. Because when you do a biblical avera b'shaygig, the act is an avera. The Torah made this act an illegal act. You made it by mistake, but it's an illegal act. When you do a drabonim b'shaygig, the act is not illegal, it's the not listening to the rabbanon. The rabbanon told you not to do it, and you didn't listen. If you made a mistake, then you did not listen. Again, but you did not listen. Not listening means you're aware and didn't listen. If you don't know, so then you did not listen. So the Nesiva says you don't have to do tshuva on a drabanan b'shayig. It's the famous Nesiva. On a deraisa b'shayig, the actual thing is illegal. And therefore you did it illegal. According to by a drabanan b'shayig, you didn't do anything illegal. You did something that you thought was legal. And the illegality of a drabanan is the fact that you didn't listen to them.
But if you had been protected, if you had done well, you wouldn't be in that situation.
Again,
I'm saying
she made a mistake. She didn't know.
A person who's really protected by Hashem is not nichshol.
That's only true by things of eating, Taisa says. Oh, only really? By meeting the Achila. Tyson's in getting Zion of the Bays.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's Zion of the Bays.
You're sure? Yes.
Oh, Schutz knew it also.
Is that true, Schutz?
Same thing. Tyson's in Hulun.
Oh, Remy. You're making us feel bad.
Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Meretz Hashem. I hope to be live, Meretz Hashem. The Vice Chief should give me life, and I'll be live, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow morning.